On January 20th, there will be celebrations for two men who couldn't be more different in their impact on the world. Donald J. Trump will be inaugurated as the 47th President of the United States, and the life and legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. will be remembered. One arrested for acts of civil disobedience in the name of equality, the other arrested for election racketeering and hush money payments. One who has been elected president for the second time, despite his character and divisive nature. The other marched with sanitation workers and moved into one of the poorest communities in Chicago to understand people's lived experience. Both claimed Christianity. One lived out their faith by selling Bibles to help pay for their legal fees. The other expressed their faith with the message of love and respected humanity of all. One invoked God for the purpose of morality and righteousness. The other invoked God for the purpose of dominance and discrimination. One was labeled a communist for opposing the war in Vietnam and calling out America's complicity in systematic racism. The other was investigated for inciting sedition at the Capitol building to disrupt the certification of the 2020 election. Deciding what my family will do with our day off January 20th was simple. We will not be watching the presidential inauguration. Instead, we will be attending two Martin Luther King celebrations. We will hear and reflect on the words and work of King and reimagine how we can be part of holistic positive change. I want my children to advocate for a society that values everyone regardless of their race, gender, sexual orientation, social economic status, or a country of origin. Dr. King's sermons and speeches will help them do so. I'm Joe Mitchell, and this is my perspective.